William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Cliff's Edge, a novel by Charles Todd, performed by Rosalind Landor. This book is especially for Martha Teachy, a sister, aunt, and a very special person in both our lives. Through it all, a survivor today and always. For Fran and Don, dear friends and family to us, family born of caring rather than mere blood. Their kindness and dedication are beyond comprehension. For sweet little Button, who brought joy to the lives of her family. Always friendly, always happy, she had a tail wag and smile for everyone. Button was a member of the family for 15 years, and they miss her every day. Chapter 1. Somerset, July 1919. Simon brought in the post, set it on the salver in the hall, and went on through the house and out across the back garden to his cottage just beyond the wood. I'd watched him go from my window. Since we'd returned from Ireland, he'd spent most of his time there. Iris, our maid, claimed he was writing his war memoirs, like all the generals were doing just now. I reminded her that he wasn't a general. But of course, Iris just shook her head and said, "There's no rule says a sergeant major can't do the same, is there?" "Well, no," I'd told her then. Iris always has her own interpretation about any situation. Still, I didn't believe her, because most of Simon's war, like the Colonel Sahib's, was still officially secret. I was just coming down the stairs as she collected the post from the salver. "Mostly for the Colonel Sahib," she said, looking up at me as she sorted the letters. "I'll set it on his desk, shall I?" Then she stopped. "Oh, look, miss, something for you." She acted as if I never received any letters at all, and this was a treat, which warned me that it wasn't the usual post. Now she was holding up the last envelope.
"And for your mother, miss. Shall I take it back or will you?"
"I'll take it. I wanted to ask her about making new curtains for my bedroom."
"Oh, miss, what about spring green? I've always fancied spring green," she said.
She was still holding on to my letter, as if reluctant to go on about her duties until she'd seen me read it. "I haven't decided yet," I said diplomatically, and held out my hand. Mine wasn't a letter after all. It was a postal card from Australia. No wonder she was curious. My second thought was, had Simon seen it? Iris was pretending not to watch me as I looked at the front of the card, a drawing of a kookaburra bird, and then slowly turned it over. I knew who it was from, and why. Sergeant Lassiter. It read simply, "Changed your mind yet?" There was no signature. I didn't need one. He'd proposed to me near the end of the war, and I'd said no, and I hadn't seen him since then. I'd assumed, rightly it seemed, that he'd returned with his regiment to Australia. Clearly disappointed that I hadn't satisfied her curiosity about the sender, Iris handed me the letter for my mother. I was still standing there when she went on about her duties. The sergeant and I had had a history. I hadn't been in love with him. Besides that, I was still a nursing sister, and the rules set out for us by the Queen Alexandra's was no romantic attachment while serving, on pain of dismissal. But the sergeant had saved my life, and I'd saved his, during the war, and somehow he'd always found out if I was in any difficulty. I'd hear that strange laugh, the call of that bird, and there he would be. I'd wondered sometimes how he managed it, with a war going on all around us. Sighing, I tucked the card in my pocket and turned to walk back to the morning room, where my mother was working. As I did, to stop the direction my thoughts were running, back to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?